This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, and of course, we are here with Dr. Dan Royal and Dr. Bill Singh, and we're putting together a consortium of intellectual work to put this project together. Dr. Singh, you're just mentioning briefly how we're going to put an animal model together, and we have to demonstrate both T and B cell immunity education of the immune system.
It's easy to do in the mouse model. Because you can do the foot pad injection in the mouse that shows T cell mediated immunity.
Right. Just a second here. In other words, when you do the mouse model, Dr. Singh, you can demonstrate T and B cell immunity. Because the problem I see with the testing that's coming, like the test kits coming from China, are it picks up other coronaviruses in the PCR test and in the immunoglobulin test.
We don't want to do that.
Yeah, before we get into our immunological thing, I want to do a little summary of what I have in the data. I see some people going off on a tangent, people like Dr. Truat, that thinks that mostly is a hoax because we didn't have 2 million dead so far. What you have to understand is that the globalists were very disappointed. This virus doesn't spread as well as it does that they expected. And if you have a competent immune system, it may not be symptomatic. In fact, it turns out 1/3 of the people that end up in hospital don't even have a temperature. So we have to understand it's infecting people differently than a regular virus would. And my guess is they're mixing data from seasonal flu, which is 2 to 3 times more lethal than usual. Usually it's 0.1% lethal. This virus, when it does get you, the case fatality, if you actually, just my guess, if you actually had a case where you genetically proved they had COVID-19, the case fatality rate would be around 10 to 11% or more, like Iran and Italy. The reason why they have a lot is because they have a lot of Chinese workers that came from central China. So most of the cases here in North America, I believe, are probably seasonal flu, which is 2 or 3 times more lethal than usual, which on average kills 42 to 60,000 people a year. And it affects 140 million, not just a couple of 10,000 or whatever, a million or so. My guess is the people who have been exposed to COVID-19 is well under 2%. Now, there's several things about that. Number one, I believe people should return to work immediately with no social distancing, but they should wear eye visors and eye masks and re-sterilize with a UVC wand. But they need terrain protection, which is my VersaLine defense kit, Neutrodyne Alcimed, NutriSilver, NutriDefense, things to stop the cytokine storm, vitamin D, zinc, etc. They need to take all those things like anti-HMAX polyphenols to protect their mitochondria. But the other big thing they have to do is we have to start building true immunity against this virus, because it's not a normal, we call spontaneous virus. In fact, there haven't been spontaneous viruses probably forever. All these viruses in the last 30, 40 years are all bioweapons that have been released to the public. And even with them, like even the 1918 flu, which is basically an inadvertent bioweapon, the herd mentality, herd immunity blocked the virus so it didn't have a third or fourth wave of 1918 flu. Now, the regular flu each year comes back as a new genetic variant, so that whenever they make a vaccine, it's completely useless. And it does kill a lot of people, especially if you've got crappy mitochondria already. So it's my guess, if I was making a wild guess, I'd say 85 to 90% of the cases we say are COVID-19 in America are all just seasonal flu. But it's really dead seasonal flu, and our nutraceuticals and technology will work on the same thing. Secondly, the COVID-19 is probably 50 to 100 times more lethal, and if you get the damn thing, not only can it relapse, but it also can make all your hemoglobin rupture or cause strokes. They're finding young people in their 30s getting strokes from this virus. It's my guess if you did a gene analysis, you'd find that the problem is the testing they're using to drive their policy is completely wrong. And even the WHO comes out and makes statements that they won't give a license to go back to work in Chile and Peru, where they make a lot of food for the Chinese, because they're not even trusting their own testing that they actually certify through China, heading to Chile and Peru, saying that you've had the virus already and you're recovered. So I find, you know, it's just intellectually dishonest. And I see a lot of vaccine companies, and I've looked at the literature over the last few weeks, and what I see is vaccine companies doing the stupidest damn things I've ever heard, like the vaccine with Perbright Foundation tied to Bill Gates and so on and the globalists. is releasing a cold virus with the Sigma-1 protein on it, expecting to get T and B cell immunity by simply spreading a cold virus with genetically engineered Sigma-1 protein, which is the genetically engineered reverse protein to attach to cells. At the very least, what this is going to do is it's going to cause new recombinants of this virus with let's say, co-infections. If there was a co-infection with the SARS virus or some other virus, you're going to create new subspecies that are going to be new recombinants. And the fact it's got Sigma-1 protein means it can reinfect people because that's the conservative part of the genetic code of the virus subclades. So by 6 weeks ago, they had 55 different subclades out there, three main subclades, which means you don't want to give a vaccine that's going to allow other viruses to attach and enter cells. This vaccine, to me, is damn stupid. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you for the most part, but I think what you need to demonstrate in this situation is that the antibodies are really the neutralizing antibodies, not just general antibodies.
Yeah, you need not binding antibodies, you're neutralizing antibodies, but also you want antibodies that help to direct your T cells to kill.
That's
you
right.
See, without the superoxide radical, neutrophils and big eater cells, macrophages, can't kill anything. And nonagonalase knocks it out, but also the glycoprotein, that's the Sigma-1 protein, we have actually, what we have to do is actually transfer to the immune memory with dendritic cells, and what we're going to do is extract a portion. We're not going to say what it is because we're not going to release our patent information. We're going to extract the informational portion of the dendritic cell that allows us to encapsulate it and deliver it to, say, the animals, like the mice first or ferrets, and then that we'll test to see if it creates a T and B cell immunity. And if we can do that, it means we're not only for this or any other future virus, which I believe this virus is going to come back seasonally. This is going to become a seasonal coronavirus. It's not just going to be a one-time shot or even a couple plagues. Even if you've been, quote, vaccinated for this and the vaccine worked, you'll need a new vaccine next year, or which is never going to be correct because they're always going to be wrong, just like the regular flu. They're always going to have dozens of subclades. In other words, you could have 20 or 30 or 40 different subversions of the virus, and you have a vaccine for one, it's not going to stop the other versions, is it?
No, I mean, there are already 100 strains out there. 100.
Right. 100 versions of the COVID virus already, right?
Yeah.
So what people have to understand is, you know, I like the comments by Albert Einstein. He said, you know, genius is quantifiable, stupidity is limitless. The most important thing when you get up in the morning is to be like a high priest, I think you're Sikh, is that right? And which is more, it's almost like a transcendental religion. In other words, your philosophy is a philosophy of thought and logic first before you start seeking God. You have to understand God is the ultimate in logic, which is why the ancient Hebrews, and I'm a Hebrew, were mostly logicians, and God was connected because he's the ultimate source of wisdom. And if you don't seek truth first, you're going to be a victim. Wisdom is comes from the higher self. In fact, people should understand that dreams at night are soul talk, where your higher self, your consciousness in the spirit realm, speaks to your physical mind, which is just an informational processor. And curiosity and even sense of humor do not come from the human brain. They come from your higher self. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Now, that's why you can't give a computer a sense of humor. They can't. You can try to simulate one, but you can't give them one. Also, the idea of getting a gestalt of a change in worldview is necessary. It's a higher self thing. It's a conceptual thing that requires higher self, not just the processing capacity of a stochastic, fuzzy logic, non-localized, harmonic resonant computer, which is what the brain is, or all cellular communications and all living things. Now, so what you gentlemen are putting together is, at first we talked about it, taking dendritic cells and growing them exposed to protein and then testing it in animals and then later in humans. If this process works, it's going to be very, very safe. In other words, we're not introducing new antigens. We're not introducing new DNA to alter the host DNA, which is most of the vaccines. Right, we're not doing that, which is what... We're not changing the host DNA, because this is like the Gardasil vaccine. I would make a bet, although I don't have all the data, that all the vaccines out there that they're producing either insert viruses to carry DNA into your body, like the Sigma-1 protein from this Oxford University thing, or they actually put DNA, like the Gardasil vaccine, so you create the antigen, and then your body makes antibodies, but they're not antibodies to block the virus. They're binding antibodies that will increase the cytokine storm when you get re-exposed to the virus, which is why the animal models and humans got either really sick or died. And they should have learned already that you can't follow this kind of technology because that's not how the immune system works, right?
No, you can't teach the stupid, you know. That's the whole problem. They're not going to learn.
Right. So we have to understand what the dendritic cells are like, the professor cells in the immune system. And you get a transfer information to those professors, and they go to the classroom of the immune system, and they'll transfer genetically and epigenetically basically the technology of these little particular particles that they carry the information to the other cell classes, T and B cells, so your body can seek and destroy. Because the only thing that kills.
The immune cells do cross presentation to other antigen presenting cells.
Right.
And they really target the right type of antibody response. They don't really encourage, they shut down the superfluous antibody production totally.
Right. Now, I'm going to switch gears just a little bit here to Dr. Royal and ask him a question. Did you see the news report that they went in? I think it was in, Michigan, and they arrested doctors who were providing intravenous vitamin C for SARS coronavirus?
That's right. Vitamin C.
Did you see that report? Yeah. When we come back, we're going to talk about that, because these freaking maniacs think they can oversee doctors who are doing alternative medicine. They need to go to hell. How's that? And we'll legally go after them, too. Okay, these regulators. Keep that thought. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Back, and I'm going to pull up the website here for your website. Now, do you have another special website you're going to make for this kind of project, Dr. Dan?
We can use the website for the First Nation Medical Board, you know, where we can let people know about the clinical studies that are available here and to participate in.
Because this will be basically, and I have it up on the screen right now, the First Nations Medical Board, and it shows basically the two, like, Indian feathers in the front and the one on the back with the symbol of FNMB, which I belong to. And the reason why I like the First Nations Medical Board, it deals with natural medicine. You know, they have a natural right to both the not be overseen by the federal government of the United States and by have international rights and treaties that allow them to have independent control, so they don't have to be overseen by a state licensing or a Canadian licensing authority that would otherwise say, you can't do that. They basically legally have no right to enter your office or say, you can't do IV, say, vitamin C therapy. Because, in fact, I saw Dr. Ang and Dr. Brownstein, who I've known for decades, and they were actually going out to people's cars and giving IV vitamin C and saving their life by simply giving them IV vitamin C. I mean, this IV vitamin C, I've been aware for 40 years. I mean, this is not new. And then methylene blue, basically, even the drug, hydroxychloroquine, is a derivative of methylene blue. And even infrared light therapy, and I have people that are doing ultraviolet light therapy, they're doing light therapy as part of a treatment of cancer and other diseases. I don't know if you have that set up yet, but, you know, you use IPT therapy, you have the dendritic vaccine for cancer, which we use a lab in Austin for it. Eventually, you could probably do that yourself, make dendritic vaccines, including ones not just the full dendritic cells, but even a fraction of their cell components that makes it easier to transfer to their memory of their immune cells to seek and destroy cancer and turn off autoimmune disease. So this technology we're building can be applied to a whole range of terrain and medical illnesses that are caused by what I call terrain problems, where you have dysfunction of the immune system or inadequate immune response of T and B cells to protect you from pathogens, abnormal autoimmunity, or the inability to seek and destroy cancer, right?
Yeah, but I think the problem we're dealing with in regards to these doctors is they may have been making claims, because you can't make claims about much of anything in medicine, particularly alternative medicine. But they could have been saying, if you need an immune booster, you know, stop on in. But you're dealing with issues that are have nothing to do with medicine or science. You're dealing with political correctness.
Right. Well, but that's what we have some people. We have some people make statements like this half-wit. We call half-wit Moore. She's got a good name for it, to call her Dame, in Michigan. And she's got this quippy look on her face, the arrogant look on her face. I'm thinking, lady, if you want to be a good politician, you want to get reelected, don't act like you're addicted. You're just an elected official. And you can't say it's okay to go for an abortion and you go to get buy dope or the liquor store, but you can't go to your doctor or dentist. That's ridiculous. And even elective surgery, like, for example, joint replacement or cardiac stents or whatever, you might have to have when you're going to have a heart attack and die. Elective things have been held up, so the regular medical system is collapsing. I talk to doctors every day. They tell me how their hospitals are cleared. I mean, there's not enough cases even of COVID-19, but the regular elective stuff's gone, and people are terrified now to go to a hospital or even get a clinic and get their blood drawn. I'm sure it's affecting your practice in Las Vegas, too, isn't it?
It probably is to some degree, but our patients are, I think, maybe a little more educated and intelligent than the average.
Yeah, because they're smarter, they've actually gone to an alternative doctor that does, functional medicine, basically, which means you look at the body as an ecological terrain, and if you improve that terrain, the body copes with cancer, autoimmune disease, and even the COVID virus. Even if you get the original virus rather than seasonal flu, you're going to sail right through it and develop herd immunity, right?
Yes.
Well, we're trying to do is try to tweak that system to improve the herd immunity system. So if we can get out, let's say, tens of millions of capsules of delivery of the memory molecules to improve the immune system, then people don't need to be exposed to the virus and get maybe an inadequate immune response, which now they're seeing in South Korea with relapse. My guess is whatever's going on, this virus didn't produce a strong enough response, or they're being reinfected with a new subclade of the virus that's genetically altered to the point where the immune system can't recognize it. So I don't know which of those is present, but my guess is whatever's going on, it's inadequate to prevent a reinfection, right?
So, for example, in New York City, when they did a study and they found that zero of the people in their study, I mean, they looked at thousands, zero between the ages of 18 and under were infected by the virus. Healthy people don't get the virus, but in order for us to develop the herd immunity you're talking about, we need to be out there. Healthy people need to be exposed. Nothing's going to happen to them, but they can develop antibodies by being exposed. So if
right.
You're healthy, you probably want to be exposed to the virus, not hunkering down in your home. This is never, all these pandemics come and go. This is something.
But you have to build herd immunity, which is why the Swedish are smart enough to realize without people exposed, they're not going to build up herd immunity, right?
Exactly, and that's why they have everybody hunkering down at home. According to Bill Gates, he wants to extend it for 3 years. This man has no medical scientific.
Oh, my God, man.
Until they can get the vaccine ready for us to come out of hiding. Again, this kind of thing has never happened in the history of the world. and all this would pass if we just went about our normal daily routine with some precautions.
Right. Well, my precautions would be wear an eye visor and a mask and no social distancing. Take vitamin D, zinc, and my nutraceuticals, and your body's mitochondria would be safe. And anybody would have an appropriate response to exposure to the virus, or we would transfer the immune memory with these little capsules. And then whether you got exposed or not, you would have a competent memory so you couldn't be a carrier to your grandma and kill her. Because the danger I see is the lockdown should have only been senior homes or people at high risk, period. This lockdown idea is, let's just wear eye visors and masks and re-sterilize. Don't tuck them. We sterilize them with a UVC wand. Then they wouldn't end up with a shortage of materials. It's ridiculous what's going on, isn't it?
Yes, because we know that a lot of these precautions don't necessarily make any medical or scientific sense. Even the masks are questionable because viruses can penetrate masks. But certainly when you go outside, you're going to be at least at risk than you are when you're confined in a closed.
Yeah, exactly. The NIOSH mask will stop the virus and an eye visor. But the problem is it's a matter of an inoculum. You have to get enough virus particles to produce an infection. The group's called an inoculum. And if you have an adequate immune system, then one of the first problems is either, number one, you won't get infected to build up a herd immunity, or number two, you're infected but you're a carrier. And on the fourth, they did swab tests. And on the fourth to seventh day, even before you're symptomatic, even if you're later going to get sick, there's a maximum shedding day is the fourth day of the viral infection. They actually did swab tests to find that. So what I'm saying is that everything we're doing is wrongheaded. The testing is not going to case track anybody. When the virus will show an IgM antibody at 3 to 6 weeks, up to 2 months, and the IgG, which is a late antibody, shows up to 2 to 4 months. What do you think, Dr. Singh? Am I correct, or is this my numbers wrong?
Well, IgM is it doesn't stay very long because this is the first type of isotype.
But it's only a spike, but it only lasts a few weeks and then it's gone. But the thing is, that spike may take 3 to 6 weeks before that spike shows, right?
I don't think it lasts even weeks. It lasts days.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm saying, well, when it does show up, but when it does show up, it doesn't last long. It may only last a few days to a week. And the problem is it's delayed. So in other words, the idea of you're going to find somebody who's a carrier and going to infect someone else by doing either PCR testing or immunoglobulin is stunned. There's no evidence whatsoever to suggest it's going to be. The only thing that will pick up early cases is my biophilia scanner that can pick up the resonant frequency of the glycoprotein in your body. That's it. My biophilia scanner, if done remotely, like for example, somebody drives up in a car, we pass them a headphones and electrode, we can decide the glycoprotein is present in their body, then we send them to an isolation chamber and take your antivirals for 1 or 2 days. They're detoxified and antivirals are gone. Certify that they're viral free and then release them back to the public to go back to work. The whole thing we're doing is completely wrongheaded, isn't it?
I would say so.
Yeah, in other words, this is stuntness on steroids. Stuntness on steroids. You like that term?
Yeah.
And we have Dr. Bill Gates.
This is the greatest important.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is not happy with the World Health Organization.
We shouldn't pretend that because some organization has health in its title, that it's actually capable of delivering the outcomes that we need.
The Secretary of State also discusses China's response and transparency in the early days of the virus.
The world hasn't gained access to the WIV, the Virology Institute there. We don't know precisely where this virus originated from.
The coronavirus pandemic is also impacting home sales. The National Association of Realtors reported on Wednesday that pending home sales dropped nearly 21% in March. That's the lowest level since 2011. And Boeing is planning to slash production and staff by 10% after massive first quarter losses due to the virus. This is USA Radio News. The Fed Reserve Board will keep interest rates near zero during the coronavirus pandemic. Following this week's Federal Open Market Committee meeting, the central bank said they would maintain the current interest rate target between 0% and 2.5%. 2 years later, the National Transportation Safety Board releases a report on a duck boat tragedy in Branson, Missouri. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The sinking of the boat on Table Rock Lake killed 17 people. The NTSB says blame for the July 2018 incident is shared between the boat's owner, Ripley Entertainment, and the U.S. Coast Guard. Ripley is blamed for letting the vessel on the water despite a severe thunderstorm warning that was issued well before it set off, while the Coast Guard blame is for not mandating design changes to duck boats after a similar deadly incident in 1999 in Arkansas. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News. USA Radio News.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole.
Welcome back. So you got some announcements. I don't know, under your announcements, do you have those things up here about the special tests that are going to be done there? I see here, Crow Nation Article 2819, Indigenous Medicine Defined, the IRBM with the IRBM application, insulin potentiated therapy, RBC stem cells, Nagalay's study. If this is a study, it'll be under one of the studies under the First Nations Medical Board, won't it? And that's just important because this will also not only have the Crow Nation, I believe there's other First Nations boards that are going to actually join, and other groups like the homeopaths and so on should actually do studies under the First Nations Board, so it removes the legal apprentice. You know, I've had people contact me and say, hey, you mean if I join the First Nations Board and a study, I don't need to be forced vaccinated? Yes. And you also need to file legal actions to get the course how to win in court, because people need to start filing actions now. So whether it's Labor Day, which is what I've heard, they're actually tracking. I have a lawyer contacted me through Pastor Butch Body. Won't come on air. But they're actually planning on forced vaccinating us in an order immediately after Labor Day this year, not next year. They want to pass a legal order, even if they're not getting a massive resurge of new cases. They want to force vaccinate the population this Labor Day. And if you don't do it, you're going to either to prison or getting a giant fine that you can't pay. That's what I hear is coming from very reliable sources that are scared out of their mind. And they won't come on the show because they figure if they come out legally, they'll probably be terminated by the deep state. You know, people out there listening, you have to grow some intellectual colonies, male or female, and realize this is the end battle. Any vaccine that the government or Bill Gates wants to do is going to sterilize you and ruin your health, okay, or kill you, or cause the reemergence of a new super strain of virus that will recombine, and it'll be a new super virus like the HIV could only be spread by injection, or sexual promiscuity where you use bodily fluids. So if they do an injection, this will spread by sexual transmission or by blood. And it'll be a new super strain of virus that'll kill a hell of a lot of people that got vaccinated, won't it?
Well, it's certainly a possibility.
Well, it's almost probable. If they especially put something with genetic alteration so it creates new gene subclades of virus and it could spread by sexual transmission or whatever. That might be aerial transmission too, because that's the whole goal of the Sigma-1 protein reverse engineering, where the Thousand Talents program of Dr. up in Harvard University got charged with it, you know, Dr. Lieber, who's a criminal involved with this, you know, working with the transfer of information to the Thousand Talents problems to Wuhan. Now, we're not going to give much more specifics about this, but the main thing I want to talk about today is terrain. And this is where your clinic does a lot of work on the idea of terrain, so I'm going to pull up that next. It's the Turtle Band Healing Clinic, right?
Correct.
Turtle Band Healing Clinic. And the Turtle Band Healing Clinic is kind of neat, because what it means there basically is you're able to identify that you do lots of things for people that otherwise would be considered kind of interesting. For example, you do bioidentical hormone therapy. You regenerative stem cell therapy. You can get stem cells and actually give them stem cell therapy. For example, we have one gentleman who's got MS. And they did research at the institutes in Israel, and they found if they gave stem cell therapy intrathecally, they actually could regenerate multiple sclerosis and amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, right? You heard about that reports, right?
Yeah.
Now, of course, you want support therapy. You want my red deer velvet and oncomycin, which is the first receptor. And you want metabolic support with proper fatty acids like Omega Supreme Pro and so on. And ergothionine, the first receptor is activated. But you can provide that intrathecal stem cell therapy. So if someone has a neurological degenerating problem, or they got, let's say, heart failure, I've referred for years people to clinics in South Korea and elsewhere, and they get stem cell therapy, and they went from terminal heart failure into heart regeneration by getting stem cell treatment, right?
Yes.
Yeah, heard of that. And you probably do it yourself. Can you give us some cases like your regenerative stem cell outcomes, and give me, you know, the names, but cases, you know, of different conditions where your stem cell treatments, and we're always tweaking and adding more side therapies, like my nutraceuticals added to your stem cell therapy, and use the epigenetic frequency treatment on top of that will increase, just like the Cell-Vital mat, the photon sound beam, and the QRS mat. These improve the response of the stem cell therapy and improve the cellular regeneration, don't they?
Yes, we like adjuncts, and we believe in the principle of synergy. We found that people actually have adequate stem cells to do quite a bit of good for their bodies, and their autologous stem cells, which are able to harvest through a proprietary process where we draw their blood, that works very well for pain conditions as well as autoimmune conditions like lupus and so forth.
Well, in other words, you can take their own blood, try to make them, some of them buying $50,000 or $100,000 stem cells, draw their own blood units, separate their autologous stem cells, and then re-inject them into the particular target areas or activate them. I'm saying it's similar. I'm sure you can do the same thing with dendritic cells, which Dr. Bill's talking about, for not only infectious but autoimmune diseases. Can you expand on that? Because I think a lot of people don't realize virtually every disease has what I call terrain issues. They got mineral imbalances. They got toxins that need to be detoxified. They have stealth pathogens, and they've got cytokine imbalances causing free radicals, single oxygen, hydroproxy, nitroproxy radical. And if you deal with these terrain issues, the body heals itself, doesn't it? But it requires someone like you that's got additional adjunctive therapy, whether it's IV or Cell-Vital mat or other treatments, or mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy, which they can get from me through home. And the body says, hey, you know what? Now you've done all this stuff to me, I'll heal. So tell us about some of the cases you've had with stem cell or other types of treatment like cancer and prolotherapy, because people don't realize when you inject joints with stem cells or platelet-rich plasma, then the body would basically say, hey, I'll turn off that joint inflammation and I'll heal it, right?
Yep. Yeah.
When you're talking about terrain, you're going back to the theory of Antoine Bichamp, who was a contemporary of Louis Pasteur, who said the disease is out there and apparently our body must be sterile, but of course we know that's not true. That theory was later proven by Günther Enderlein, who was a German physician, and a company was developed under his tutelage called Sanum. They actually produced biological homeopathics in Germany to help get the body back to the symbiotic state, and then later Gaston Essens, the scientist in Montreal, Canada, he actually videotaped the various stages through which our our organisms go through pleomorphosis. He identified 16 different stages. So let's say stage one, everything's completely in balance and you're symbiotic, and stage 16 is cancer. You have to go back through that process to go from pathogenesis to symbiosis. And some of the things you're talking about can help restore that balance.
Right. Well, the homeopathics are basically
here. So forth.
The homeopaths are beyond what's called Avogadro's number. So basically, they're not signal but substance, right? They're signal. And in fact, I have a technology that can measure that. It's called a biophilia scanner. So I can actually test your very homeopathic for your condition. So if I have the homeopathic, even if I do a remote test, or if I do it when you're in your clinic, the biophilia can test your homeopathic to see what percentage of improvement in which organ systems is going to improve. Isn't that neat? You can actually get a mathematical model of the homeopathic as it reinserts new information into your cells, because it changes your body epigenetically. That's how homeopathics work. They're epigenetic modifications. They're like informational packets, like a little subprogram you send to your cell, your DNA, nonlinearly. And the body responds, hey, now I got this little subprogram. I can fix things, can't they?
Yeah, I mean, typically the way homeopathic works, when you put it on your tongue, it's going directly into your system. And it's a frequency of vibrational medicine. It's
right.
Actually helping to improve the balance in your parasympathetic tone or communication. You want more parasympathetic as a rule and less sympathetic. If you have no parasympathetic, then you are literally at risk for what we call sudden death syndrome.
Right.
So help to balance that, and as a result, your body, which 90% is controlled by your autonomic nervous system in the brain, everything functions more harmoniously.
Right. No, I can extract the actual radionic frequency of the homeopathy, and I can actually broadcast it with the Sonic Life Machine, the ProLem Plus, and the ProGen 3, and now we're working with Lumen Photon, so we can take your homeopathic and broadcast it. So these are adjunctive to your fancy therapies you do in the clinic with intravenouses and other things. So you have IV nutrients infusions, and sometimes to get people back to square one, IV infusions will get them back a lot faster than taking oral. But we have fancy oral, like ionophores of all the minerals. We have active forms of all the fatty acids that are going to jump the gene defects and so on. But it's really important what you're doing at the First Nations Board and the doctors who are affiliated with you. To me, anybody doing alternative medicine should join the First Nations Board. Any patient who wants to not be vaccinated needs to join one of these studies, don't they?
That would certainly improve their chances of being able to.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues.
Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allison Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have
and welcome back. Let's get back here to the show. And by the way, we're going to have Dr. Joel Wallach on the program just even for a segment or two, probably in the next few days, to kind of talk about things. He does a lot of herbal things like salts from Himalaya and other things like that. I believe our nutraceuticals are more advanced, but it's good to get people to try to get minerals and vitamins into our patients, because we have mineral-depleted soil from 1948 to 1994. I looked at the U.S. Department of Agriculture Research. Around the planet, we're growing food with pushing food with fertilizer and other technologies, but we're actually growing food that's now genetically modified that basically doesn't necessarily have the vitamin, mineral, or even taste content. And then we wonder why, when our population is weakened, why we're getting sick and we're getting diseases, not only in the elderly, but sometimes in younger people. I'm getting reports that even people who got the COVID virus are having strokes even in their 30s, because they probably have underlying mineral and nutrient imbalances, plus if they're drinking regular tap water and maybe drinking or eating foods that are toxic or genetically modified, or they have things attached to glycoproteins, let's say the Roundup and so on. So people understand that the basic terrain of the population is affecting the ability of the body to cope with our environment, isn't it? Dr. Dan.
Yeah, it is, because everybody's basically unhealthy. And I guess we don't want to admit that. I mean, most men don't do anything about their health until they drop over dead from a heart attack, and it's too late.
Well, you know, let's say what causes a heart attack, because I have a model for every disease, and I want to throw them out to you. The first thing is, heart disease is basically dead macrophages, and a macrophage dies when it eats oxidized cholesterol or fatty acids, and free radicals, nitroproxy, hydroproxy, and single oxygen cause fatty acids or cholesterol to oxidize, and the macrophage, when it eats these particles, they die and form a foam cell. Seriously, that's the cause. Cause of dementia is basically astrocytes, where the microglia are getting oxidative damage to the mitochondria in the microglia, so the ability to produce ATP, which is exported to the astrocyte, is reduced, and the person can't form a neural network. When we look at autoimmune diseases, it's basically proteins attached to glycoproteins and other toxins, and the toxins change the immunogenicity of the protein to make your body seek as a non-self protein, which is actually part of the structure of the body, whether it's MS or peripheral neuropathy or whatever, or even the death of neurons like tertiary motor neuron in the spinal cord that causes ALS, or the secondary motor neuron in the tectum in the midbrain causing Parkinson's. We have to understand the terrain is everything. It's not just something, it's everything. The terrain inside your body, whether it's heavy metal toxins, which you can detoxify IV, and I do oral detox, or the terrain of improving defenses by simply increasing vitamin D levels. For example, I saw some black ladies who were very concerned about the number of blacks that are dying are disproportionately high, especially black males, because female hormone blocks IL-6. And the reason is 80% of black males in America have abysmal levels of vitamin D. 70% of Hispanics, and 40 to 50% of even whites. So if you just look at vitamin D levels, people don't understand. We wonder why people are getting sick. It's because their nutrition is just horrendous, isn't it?
Yes, everybody has underlying comorbidities, and that's been a proven fact with most everybody diagnosed with COVID-19, the comorbidities.
Right. Yeah. Well, what I would do to change health care, I would not go to nationalized health care. I'd set up industry to say, look, whatever tests, whatever supplements, whatever alternative care you do is a write-off against your taxes. And then I make it affordable because I make it... and then I make it affordable across state lines. So if you anybody across state lines from a company in Ohio can treat people in California. And then we would say that, and by the way, I'd move the doctors from being paid a fee for service to being paid an hourly wage and make it income neutral so they don't, so that a heart surgeon gets paid the same to talk to you as cut your chest open like a lobster. So if they were to tell you what nutrients to take or get you involved with a functional medicine doctor, and they save you from needing a bypass or a stent where you could die from the procedure or get a stroke, they'd actually make the same kind of money. People don't understand the system is sick because we made a sick system, isn't it?
Yes, but we used to have the major medical that insurance companies offer where you could have a health savings plan. Now, you can still get that, but you can't get through normal channels because they're not in the business of health care. They're in the business of disease management. There is an Indian nation, the Hopi tribe. Through the Hopi tribe, this Heritage Health and Wellness is sponsored where you can get the applications. You can still get the major medical with the low premium, high deductible. But you can establish that health savings account. You can put your money aside to invest in your supplements and your alternative medical care and use it as a tax benefit or deduction. That is still
available. Oh, really? In other words, the First Nations support allows you to buy and get insurance, in other words, too, that can cross state lines. Is that right?
Correct.
Whoa, I didn't know that. But see, I'm a senior, and I know how much money I pay for my secondary health insurance and drug care. That's ridiculous. Yeah. And I should be able to write off everything. So, you know, we do it, but my wife's a very good, she's a broker, but she has to do some fancy dancing with her accountant in order to be able to write a lot of stuff off. The problem is the average person is being driven into the dust economically, and with this recession, depression that's going on now, as of next week, 60% of the population doesn't have enough money to buy groceries, and most of the money goes to the big tech industry and big companies, not the small guys or the independent businesses or just regular people. So, and this is going to particularly affect us because if you can't afford even conventional medicine to keep your blood sugar under control, your thyroid, or take your blood pressure medications or whatever else you need, what do they expect to happen if the virus breaks out again from one reason or another and a new recombinant occurs? They don't anticipate that, do they?
I'm sure they haven't thought it through. But people need.
Well, to be honest with you, Einstein made the statement, I'm going to repeat it. The genius is quantifiable, stupidity is limitless, and the first thing level to become wise is to realize how stupid we are. When I wake up in the morning, I don't think, oh God, I know everything. I realize, oh God, I know nothing, and God says, good, I know that. You're going to learn today, Deagle. You're going to find out things you didn't know yesterday, and tomorrow you learn new things, and if you're open, your mind is open and you ask better questions, not answers, you're going to get the answers either from the Most High God or from experience or just logic and evidence, like, you know, to opine an issue and use logic. That's why I say I'll opine and dialogue with anybody, but don't want any hominem attacks. I want a dialogue. That's when I talk to you guys. I always feel like I feel like a neuron talking to other neurons. I get smarter after I have my discussions, right? So doctor, so that's really cool. What are the therapies you provide? You provide chronic pain therapy. You provide prolotherapy to joints. You do breast cancer screening for the AMAS and the Nogalase test and the Epstein-Barr virus antigen blood test. By the way, there's clinics that do infrared thermography for breast cancer. That's the best, one of the other good screening tests. And then if you actually think you have a tumor, the best test is not a CT scan or like they do their high-resolution MRI mammogram. It's, believe it or not, it's an MRI scan. But to be honest with you, you do not stick a needle into something unless you've already given people things to block the virus, to block the cancer so it doesn't spread. And that's why when people are even doing a needle biopsy, they have to realize you have to take things to protect it so the needle itself doesn't spread the cancer, right?
Yeah, there are studies that show that some cancers are more highly spread than others by needle biopsy, breast cancer being at the top of the list. Could be as high as 90%, but...
Right.
that is an insurance-based procedure. So doctors are making decisions based upon what insurance is reimbursing. So you normally would want to take out the lump. That makes common sense. But if you do that without first making a diagnosis, they won't get paid. So that's why they do the needle biopsy. We got the same issue going on with the COVID-19, where if you go into the hospital, there's a financial incentive to diagnose them with COVID-19. They get $13,000, and if they put them on a respirator, they get paid or reimbursed $39,000.
Oh. Yeah, in other words, it's like hitting a jackpot in Vegas if you say it's COVID-19 and you let them deteriorate to the point where they do go into ventilators, which is why only 20% survive. I call it inappropriate ventilator therapy, right?
Well, the problem with medical malpractice is not the way to be treating this. And up in New York, the most recent study shows that 90% of people on the ventilator are dying, having only a 10% risk of surviving.
Right. Well, the reason is they're giving people PEEP after they've deteriorated to the point where they should have given them a BiPAP and high-flow oxygen nasal prongs. In fact, I heard one report that we talked about the other day with one of our guests, and they talked about it was such a great discovery. We discovered high-flow nasal oxygen that actually allowed a lot of these people to recover. And they acted like it was a brand-new discovery. I'm thinking, how damn stupid are they? A first-year medical student would know that, right?
Yeah, I mean, they showed over in the Balearic Islands in Spain that they were able to stop COVID-19 deaths simply by using ozone.
Right. Well, ozone therapy, by the way, and, you know, ozone therapy is really simple. In fact, one of the best ways is hyperbaric oxygen. I tell people, if you get my hyperbaric chamber, I'll sell you an ozone generator. You pump it in, and by the way, ozone is usually irritating to the airways, but if you put it once in the atmosphere, it doesn't. But any viruses, when you go in a hyperbaric chamber with ozone, bye-bye virus, it's gone within minutes. Interesting, eh?
Yes, it is.
And by the way, the Soliton sound beam to the violet ray machine generates ozone inside your body. So violet ray machine, especially with the Salvito mat or the QRS mat, will ozonate your body and kill the virus off and perfuse your entire body by simply putting electrodes on the target organs. It generates inside your body. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
You can actually smell it in the air.
Through your skin. Right.
It's so neat. It's so powerful. It actually generates inside your organs, too. It's so strong, the smell of the ozone. You say, what the heck is that? That's ozone, people. The machine's generating inside your body and outside. And virus is saying, adios, amigos. I'm out of here. We're going to be back in a minute with hour number 3. Coming up with you guys. Have a little break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Antiomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver Antipathogenic Spray, NutriDefense Viral Capsid Blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one
one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.